making room for my Holly, if you hear me, gospel choir competition trophy.
Well, you have to win it first, don't you?
Cora, I'm telling you, I'm claiming that 4-foot-tall gold-plated trophy, that's mine. I'm winning it this year.
Well, until that vision of yours come to pass, I'm gonna sit these flowers right here on this table. Thank you so much.
Cora, you don't understand. I feel it in my heart. What? This is my year. I feel it. Put that right there and leave that.
That's what you said last year. The year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that.
Oh, Cora, quit hating.
Ain't nobody hating on you. I just don't want you to be disappointed. It's not about winning or losing. It's all about praising the Lord.
It's not about winning or losing. It's about praising the Lord.
That's what they tell a loser when they don't want to hurt their feelings. Now, Cora, I'm a win, and I know I'm a win. You know why?
What?
Because I'm a winner.
That's what you said last year. You was a loser.
Yeah, now this gonna shut you right on up. I ain't gonna lose this year.
How you figure that?
I got a secret weapon.
Okay, what is it?
Miss Mississippi Mass Choir herself, Mother Lane.
The Mother Lane?
The Mother Lane.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. You got a chance then.
Oh, I know I got a chance. Mother Lane sang so good, she put angels to shame.
You just calling me on my daytime minutes? Hi. Hello. Yes, this is Cora Simmons.
Wait. You scared me.
You scared me.
My dear, in jail again, ain't you?
Girl, I can't wait to see you. All right, okay, tonight'll be fine. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye. Oh, Mr. Brown, that was my good friend, Tina.
Cora, who was that? I ain't seen you that excited since they came out with them new double stuffed cookies.
Real funny, Mr. Brown. No, that's my friend, Tina Porter. You remember her, don't you?
Oh, is that the girl that was swimming naked in the baptismal?
No, that was Keisha. And stop saying that. No, Tina's the one who led me to the Lord.
Cora,
huh?
I thought I led you to the Lord.
I never said that. No, she did.
Cora, you've been lying all this time. You don't really know the Lord, do you? Do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord?
I know the Lord in the pardon of my sin.
Cora, you going to hell.
I'm not going to hell. Mm-hmm. I'm living right. But you know what? Ever since I found out that you're my father, I do pray a lot more.
Put you on my knee and spank your little tail. But you. Okay, look. London, I need you to shorten it up. Make your amen.
Brown, can you tell me once again why we're in your little choir?
Oh, for the last time. You here because I needed a triangle player. London's here because I needed some eye candy for the choir. Miss Daisy, you here? Because somebody keep telling you what time rehearsal starts. Okay, back to work.
What about us?
You here because Miss Etta couldn't show and everybody know the kids win election. Just smile. Don't say nothing. Just smile and back up. Back up and smile. There we go.
What about her? She's just sitting there.
Oh, shh. That's our secret weapon. That's Mother Lane. She did a theme song to the Underground Railroad. She just used to stand at the Underground Railroad and just sing. She sung so high one time, Buster Bird's eardrums are clean up. All right, let's get us warmed on up. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, The Rock. We're going to take it from that. The Rock. Ready? Go.
The Rock.
Everybody just rock with me.
The Rock.
Just rock with me. Rock with me.
The Rock.
Wait. You got to, when we The Rock, you see all the black people is going this way. You go with the black people. Just watch the black people. You ready? Go. Yes, that. The rock.
Well, please.
socks are crying from all the way down the street. Surely this is not all you got. Sound like somebody's torturing some cats out here.
What you want, Deacon Cleaver? What you doing? Maybe you want a little bit of this. Rock, rock!
Rock, rock! Rock.
That's not bad coming from you, Jerk Franklin. But still, I would like to take this opportunity to offer my condolences on your anticipated and upcoming loss.
Just because you won the competition 5 years straight don't mean you're going to win this year.
Ooh, au contraire, mon frère.
You don't be cussing in here. Just kids around here.
Please, allow me to introduce you to the latest additions to the Greater Mount Moriah Missionary built on a Rock Baptist Church choir. Ladies, please. May I present to you the Young Sisters.
Young? Only thing y'all gonna remember the pictures in their wallet are the grandkids. They look like a bowl of fruit.
Ladies, please, would you give Buster Brown here a free sample?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, oh, save it, save a little bit, save some.
I think it's softening my skin.
They decent singers.
Now, Brown, calling these ladies singers is like calling a Bentley a car.
Well, sound like your Bentleys need a tune-up.
Yeah, whatever, BB, stop whining. Come on, ladies, let's leave them alone. They need all the rehearsal time they can get. Toodles.
What grown man says toodles?
Whoever said I was a man.
Seven years? Girl, my wedding was 7 years ago.
7 years ago? Well, look, well, wait a minute. Whatever happened to the girl who fell and broke her leg?
She married a doctor that helped her up.
Oh, wow. I know she happy.
She's real happy. What? About that $2 million divorce settlement.
I'm so glad you're here. I have a wonderful weekend planned.
Tell me all about it.
Okay, well, first of all, we're going to the Christian bookstore. They're having a big sale where they have some Jesus web tissues on sale. Hey! And then this cute Jesus Save piggy bank is cute as you can see. And then they have Let There Be Light Bulbs. It's a special light, Let There Be Light Bulbs. And then we're gonna go to the new coffee shop. My cup runneth over. Yeah, and then you ready? Christian karaoke. You got your voice warmed up? Woo!
I guess we're gonna need a designated driver.
All right, well, come on, girl. You got to get more excited about this thing. I'm so excited. We're gonna have so much fun.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. I am beat.
What are you talking about, Cora? We used to hang like this back in the day.
Girl, but that was 20 years ago.
Look, you got to do it all while you still can. Life's too short. That's why I'm going to enjoy myself.
So is that what was going on at the coffee shop?
What are you talking about?
I saw that man looking at you like he wants to sap you up like a biscuit.
Listen. There's nothing wrong with a little harmless flirtation.
Who are you? That's not the Tina I know.
Of course it is. I'm married to a wonderful pastor. We have two adorable kids and a beautiful home. What more could I ask for?
Are you okay?
Is it a blessing to be with a man that loves his church and be more committed than he is to his wife?
What?
You know what? Don't get me wrong. He's a wonderful pastor. But he leaves a lot to be desired as a husband.
Well, I'm sorry. I had no idea y'all were having problems.
Yeah. I'm a Christian woman.
Yes?
But I have needs. Hello? Oh, hey. No, it's the house on the corner. Okay. I'll see you in a minute. Now, where were we?
Are you about to go back out on a date?
It's not a date. It was just the guy from earlier. You know, and it's harmless. He asked me out for coffee.
Okay, so while we were at the coffee shop having coffee, he asked you out for coffee. Sounds real harmless to me.
I just need a man to talk to. It's no big deal. I'm gonna wait outside.
But wait a minute, Tina. Wait.
Okay, one more time. The Rock!
The Rock!
The Rock! The Rock! Boom! Hey. Bam! On the Rock, you stay. But I just said. Oh, she's bowing way. Oh, she's praying deep. Just real quiet. The Rock!
The Rock!
Just rock with me. She like a big entrance. The Rock!
The Rock!
Bam! There you go, Mother Lane. Bam! Up in there. Mother Lane. Okay, one more time. Colonel, give me a chime. Hit the thing. Okay. The Rock!
The Rock!
Let the spirit move in you, Mother Lane. Come on, let the spirit move. The spirit is moving. I feel it.
Oh, no, Brown. Look like the spirit done removed. She done gone to the Rock.
What you mean?
I mean she's dead.
The devil is alive. Mother Lane, if you down me, I'ma kill you.
Mother Lane's in a better place.
I know she in a better place, but that means we're gonna be in last place. She had so much life left in her.
Oh, so much life. For crying out loud, Brown, the woman jumped rope with Harriet Tubman.
Yum, Harriet Tubman. I love her syrup on my pancakes.
Come in, darling. Why don't we try to find something shiny for you to play with?
Okay.
Yeah, like a pistol. Oh, Harriet Tubman pancakes. What are we gonna do now?
We need another secret weapon.
Can you say? Yes, you can say, go up
high. The air that I breathe, that I'm moving in, is the life that we live, should be in here. Oh, precious.
Hello, hey.
Hey, Miss Cora.
How y'all doing?
Cora. That's our new secret weapon right there.
Yeah.
Hey, Cora.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Is that a new shirt?
Oh, well.
It makes you look so slimming.
You look great.
Nice hair, Cora.
Well, thank you.
Cora, you look just like you looking, girl. Look at you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Girl, I ain't never seen you this radius.
Beautiful.
Great is so pretty.
Thank you.
I like your skirt.
What thank flowers. You? Cora! Girl, Cora, you must have lost weight. Try to see the little girl.
I'm trying.
Cora, this is... Where's Cora?
Here I am. So much weight.
You look good.
Fabulous.
Cora, give me a...
Oh, so much love.
Yes,
thank you.
Cora, we got so much love to give.
Sit down.
Come sit down.
Okay, well, all right. Thank you for the love. Okay, now what's going on? What's going on?
People can't just compliment people.
Compliment.
Cora.
Yes. What, Mr. Brown? Okay, stop rubbing and touching. Just, what is it? What do you need to ask me?
We need you to fill in for Mother Lane.
Oh, well, what happened to her?
She went home.
Oh, well, just go get her.
She went
home.
Home. Yeah, home. What's your
home?
Yeah, to the upper room.
Oh, well, that's horrible.
Well, Carter, you know what's worse is losing to Deacon Cleveland. I'm not losing to him this year. You got to fill in, Cora.
Well, I can't fill in for Mother Lane. No, Mr. Brown.
Cora, do it for your daddy.
I'm just not good enough, Mr. Brown.
Cora, you just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. You can do this.
Mr. Brown, she was a living legend.
Well, she a dead legend now.
Mr. Brown, that's not nice. Don't do that.
Well, Cora, you know what the Bible says.
What did it say? A whole lot. What? What did it say?
The Bible says, thou shalt not lose.
It does not say that. I just can't do the competition thing. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Cora, now, I was going to ask you, but I'm going to spank you if you don't do this. Cora, you...
Did you really need to spend $400 on a pair of shoes?
They were on sale.
On sale?
Girl, I can indulge myself every now and then.
Okay, if $400 is a sale, okay, I guess so. So we need to get ready for this gospel competition, okay? You ready?
Oh, about that. I made other plans. My friend asked me out for coffee again.
Well, seems like there's more brewing than coffee.
Are you trying to judge me, Cora? I know you want to be there for me, but I appreciate it. I'm okay.
But you're not okay. You're in a vulnerable state right now.
I am not in a vulnerable state. I am in Georgia.
Well, Tina, I really don't think you should go.
I don't need your approval. What I need is a ride to the coffee shop.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't take part in that. So, I really think it's a test of your faith.
You know what? I want your friendship, not fellowship. I'm gonna wait outside. I'm gonna get a cab.
Now, Tina, don't do... Hey, so how was your coffee?
Not so hot.
You want to talk about it?
Cora, he was married.
Hello, so are you.
I know. And it made me realize what I was doing. I just wanted some attention.
I understand, but that type of attention you need to get from your husband, not from some man you don't know. Have you talked to him?
I tried, but nothing's changed.
Well, maybe y'all need to start talking to each other instead of at each other. You know, a little counseling, maybe prayer.
I've prayed.
With him?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, all right. Enough of that. I just want you to be determined to make your marriage work. Like you were determined to get those $400 shoes.
Well, it's easier dealing with $400 shoes than it is with a man.
All right. Okay. I love you. It's gonna work out.
You too.
We got robbed. I'm telling y'all, they robbed us. Nobody should do that. Every time it makes me sick. 5 years, 6 years, every time I'm sick of losing.
Well, what happened? How did y'all do?
It was so embarrassing.
I'm sorry.
I will never sing again.
You never sang in the first place.
We really could have used you, Cora.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, hello, Brown. I thought I'd come and bring the trophy over here so you could see what it would look like if it was ever in your house. Because after this, it's never going to be in here again.
It ain't enough for you to just beat me. Now you got to rub it in my face, too.
Let me think about that for a minute. Yes. Did you hear my ladies? I picked them, I trained them, and I won.
You know what they say. It's not whether you win or lose, it's if you praise the Lord.
Oh, that's beautiful, Brown. That's just what they tell the losers. But do not kid yourself. This is what it is all about.
I'm surprised at you, Deacon Cleveland. It's not about competition. It's about praise and worship.
Oh, please. Y'all are just upset because your singers couldn't sing as good as my singers could sing.
Well, look, I don't sing for competition. Mm-hmm. I sing because I'm happy. Oh, I sing because I'm free. God's eyes are on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Cora, I believe this belongs to you. Toodles.
Cora, we won! Cora, sure, go ahead, sing a little bit more for him, Cora.
I sing because I'm happy.
Right.
Yes, I sing because I'm free. God's eyes, my God. And I know, thank God I know, he watches me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Cora.
Yes, Cora.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Look at it glistening.
I sing because I'm happy.
happy Lord.